It's time for Tacoma Rainiers Baseball with the voice of the Rainiers, Mike Curto. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Tacoma Rainiers and Albuquerque Isotopes in Game 4 of a six-game series. Mike Curto with you from Cheney Stadium here in Tacoma. The Rainiers winners yesterday and have won two of the first three games of this series against the Colorado Rockies AAA club, and they hope to continue it today. Yesterday, the Rainiers hit nine doubles, which is a high for the season. And a pretty remarkable total overall, nine doubles in one game. And the Rainiers won it yesterday by a score of 9-5. On the mound for Tacoma today, left-hander Austin Warner. Warner has a record of 2 wins and 2 losses with a 4.47 ERA. He's been throwing really well since moving into the starting rotation. He was in the bullpen for a long time this year, but now is taking his seventh turn as a starter. Austin Warner will be opposed by Albuquerque right-hander Carl Kaufman. Kaufman began the year with the Rockies AA team. He's been promoted this year. He's made 6 AAA starts, 2-1 with a 5.60 ERA since joining the Albuquerque Isotopes, although he's been very prone to a lot of walks, and we'll see if the Rainiers can take advantage of that today. Kaufman has walked 22 batters in 27 and a third innings since getting promoted to AAA. Should be a good one today, the Rainiers and the Isotopes. The Rainiers getting a little extra boost in the lineup today. We'll talk about that when the Tacoma Rainiers pregame show continues right after this.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app,
so we can track our spending,
deposit checks,
manage debit and credit cards,
pay bills,
and send money just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out. coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at PropelInsurance.com.
Dream big, spend small. Bates Technical College students are building big futures and seeing huge savings. Discover a welcoming college campus that caters to you with flexible career and high school programs, adult basic education courses, and game-changing student support. You're bound for big things, and we're proud to be a part of your success story. Big future, small price tag. Apply at batestech.edu/enroll now to get started today.
The Tacoma right here is preparing to take on the Albuquerque Isotopes tonight here at Cheney Stadium. Fourth game of this series. 11th game of the longest homestand of the year, which does continue for two more dates if you want to catch some baseball in person. Right here's will be home tomorrow night at 7:05 and then Sunday with the day game at 1:35. Then they'll hit the road for all of next week before returning back home. Well, the Red Ears welcome Kyle Lewis back to the lineup today. Lewis, the 2020 American League Rookie of the Year, was with the Red Ears earlier this year on a rehab assignment and then was activated by the Mariners, played in a handful of games, was optioned to Tacoma on August 10th, 9 days ago, and not appearing in a game until today as needed some extra time. He has been here working out with the club, but today... in the lineup and making his Raiders return this evening. We'll get to the rest of the starting lineups when the Tacoma Raiders pregame show continues right after this.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to PacificOffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
The City of Tacoma reminds you that what goes down storm drains flows directly into our local lakes, streams, and Puget Sound. To make Puget Sound healthy and safe for your family and pets, wash cars on the lawn or at a commercial car wash. Pick up after your dog, bag it, and place it in the trash. Use compost or Tagro instead of fertilizer on your lawn. And fix your car's oil leaks right away. Join the team and do your part to protect Puget Sound. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
Taking a look at the starting lineups in tonight's ballgame. First for the visiting Albuquerque Isotopes, who are the Colorado Rockies AAA team. Their manager is Warren Schaefer. Leading off for Albuquerque, playing second base is Tim Lopes. Batting second, the shortstop Alan Trejo. Hitting third and playing left field is Sean Bouchard. In the cleanup spot doing the catching is Carlos Perez. Michael Tolia hits fifth. He is at first base. Batting sixth, the former right here, D.J. Peterson. He's the designated hitter. Hitting seventh, center fielder Ryan Vallade. Batting eighth and playing third base is Brett Boswell. And hitting ninth, right fielder Taylor Snyder. On the mound, Carl Kaufman. Kaufman, 2-1 with a 5.60 ERA. Well, the Tacoma Red Ears are 52-62 on the season. The Seattle Mariners AAA club is managed by Tim Fedorovich. Tacoma's going to lead off today with Taylor Trammell. Trammell is in left field. Batting second and playing third base is Eric Mejia. Hitting third, the second baseman, Abraham Toro. In the cleanup spot, right fielder Jared Kelnick. Batting fifth is designated hitter Kyle Lewis. Hitting sixth and doing the catching, Luis Torrens. Batting seventh and playing first base is Zach Green. Hitting eighth, the shortstop, Mason McCoy. And batting ninth, center fielder Derek Hill. On the mound for the Red Ears, left-hander Austin Warner. He's 2-2 with a 4.47 ERA. Our umpires behind home plate is Jonathan Parra. At first base is Anthony Perez. And over at third, it's Michael Raines. Tacoma and Albuquerque in game four of this six-game series. That'll do it for our pregame show. We'll be back with the first pitch and the start of today's game right after this.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. You're driving along and some Nimrod cuts you off. You hit the horn. Jeez, it sounds like a goose in distress. Time to head over to eBay Motors. They have horns for every make and model, not to mention horn pads, steering wheels, wiring, and more. 122 million parts. You can even go for an upgrade. That looks like Mr. Cutoff Man needs a new seat cover. Try eBay Motors, pal. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors. Let's ride.
Do you know what's great about being a Fred Meyer Boost member? Well, for starters, free delivery on orders of $35 or more. Yep, you'll get free delivery on all the Fred Meyer products you love. And as a Boost member, you'll get more rewards, too, like double fuel points on everything you buy. Experience a new level of membership starting as low as $59 a year with Boost by My Freddy's Rewards. Sign up today at FredMeyer.com. Restrictions may apply. Fred Meyer, celebrating 100 years.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit UniFirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
Do you know what's great about being a Fred Meyer Boost member? Well, for starters, free delivery on orders of $35 or more. Yep, you'll get free delivery on all the Fred Meyer products you love. And as a Boost member, you'll get more rewards, too, like double fuel points on everything you buy. Experience a new level of membership starting as low as $59 a year with Boost by My Freddy's Rewards. Sign up today at FredMeyer.com. Restrictions may apply. Fred Meyer, celebrating 100 years.
Well, good evening and welcome once again to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball as we're about ready to start this one, the Tacoma Rainiers and the Albuquerque Isotopes. Austin Warner on the mound, and the lefty will face Tim Lopes, former Rainier and Mariner, leading things off for the Topes. And Warner's into his motion, and the first pitch of the game is a fastball called a strike, and we are underway here at Cheney Stadium. Partly cloudy today, 76 degrees, our game time temperature, as Lopes hits one in the air towards right center. This is struck well, and it's into the alleyway and is going to go through to the fence. Lopes is coming to second now, and he'll stop there as Derek Hill gets it back in. A leadoff double for Tim Lopes to start the game as he drove that pitch, a breaking ball, towards right center field, and he has his 14th double of the season. So Lopes immediately greets Warner with a double. Warner has been on a roll for Tacoma. Going all the way back to mid-May, got off to a rough start this season. So now here's his pitch to Trejo, and it is a fastball called a strike. But since May 19th, Warner has a 1.49 ERA. In 36 and a third innings, and that includes time in the bullpen before he was moved into the Rainiers rotation. 0-1 pitch on its way to Trejo, and it is taken down low for a ball. One ball, one strike. Warner, last time out, faced Las Vegas and went five scoreless innings. Gave up six hits, but walked only one, struck out five. Here's his 1-1 pitch on its way to Trejo. Swing and a miss there, strike two. So Warner's ahead of the count. One ball, two strikes on Alan Trejo. 289 hitter for the Topes with a 831 OPS. Warner trying to put him away. The 1-2 pitch is a swing and a foul back. Still one ball, two strikes. Warner's working with Luis Torrens for his first time ever, as Torrens is catching just his second game for Tacoma since being optioned to AAA. Now Warner with the 1-2 pitch, and it is swung on and bounced foul third base side. And it is still one ball, two strikes. Austin Warner, lefty from Louisville, Kentucky, waits for his shortstop McCoy to return from picking up that foul ball that was hit down the third baseline. McCoy's ready now, and so is Warner. One ball, two strikes to Alan Trejo. Lopes leads from second, and the pitch is a swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him with a fastball elevated, and Trejo has struck out for the first out of the ballgame. So Warner gets the whiff, and now Sean Bouchard will be the batter. On the year, Warner has pitched 54 and two-thirds innings. That was his 50th strikeout right there, and he has walked 21. He'll face Sean Bouchard now. Right-hand batter who hit a homer here yesterday. Here's one down low for a ball, 1-0. Albuquerque hit four home runs in yesterday's game. And the Rainiers beat them with nine doubles and 13 total hits for Tacoma. 1-0 pitch. Fastball misses. Oh, catches the outside corner for a called strike. And the count's even, 1-1. Now the 1-1 pitch, high for a ball. 2-1. This is the 10th meeting of the year between these two teams. They played a six-game series in Albuquerque back in April. So the 2-1 pitch is low, and it bounces away from Torrens, and taking third on the wild pitch of the dirt is Lopes. So now there's a runner at third with only one out and a 3-1 count on Sean Bouchard. Albuquerque has won five. The Rainiers have won four of the first nine games of the year between these two clubs as Bouchard fouls a pitch off out of play. Count is full now, 3-2. So three balls, two strikes, runner at third, one out. The 3-2 pitch is swung on and hit high in the air to left field. It is deep, it is back, and it is gone. A two-run home run for Sean Bouchard, his 19th of the year and his third of this series. And the Isotopes are on the board at the top of the first inning. So Bouchard blasts off with a two-run homer to left field. And the Isotopes, who lead all of pro baseball, well, all of minor league baseball, in homers with 182. They take the early 2-0 lead. This one cleared the deck. Here's the pitch to Carlos Perez, their home run leader, and it's taken up high for a ball, 1-0. Perez hitting 268 with 25 homers and a 920 OPS. Next pitch, called a strike on the inside edge. One pitch, fouled away. The count goes to 1-2. Yeah, this pitch is in the dirt, and it hit Perez on the foot. And he is going to head down to first base, hit by the pitch. So Carlos Perez heads down to first base with one out, and now Michael Tolia is the batter. Pitch to Tolia is outside for a ball. Now here comes the 1-0 on its way. And it is in there for a strike. 1-1 the count. Warner. He's allowed just two homers in his last 22 innings prior to today. Here's a ground ball to the right of second base and into right center, a base hit. And Perez goes to second, stops there, but then the ball is dropped by Hill, so he tries to go to third, and Hill throws him out at third base. A mistake turns into a positive for Derek Hill in the right ears. Tolia going against the shift to the other side of second base where the Red Ears had him shifted. Derek Hill fumbled the ball. Carlos Perez, the veteran, thought he could go to third, but Derek Hill just fired it down there to Mejia, and Mejia tags out Perez for the second out of the inning. So 8-5 on the play. Tolia gets a single, and there are now two outs. And the pitch to Peterson is taken down low for a ball, 1-0. Now the 1-0 on its way. And it's inside for a ball, 2-0. Now the 2-0. Fastball inside, ball three. Three balls, no strikes to DJ Peterson. Hitting 275 with 14 homers and 883 OPS. And the pitch is ball four. DJ draws a walk. Tolia takes second. And Warner's struggling here in the first inning today. So Ryan Vallade will now bat with two on and two out, and the Red Ears pitching coach, Alon Leishman, is on his way to the mound to talk things over with Warner, and looks like the Red Ears might begin some activity in the bullpen as well, as Warner has thrown 25 pitches here in the top of the first inning. Conference on the mound continuing. Now it breaks up, broken up by the plate umpire, Parra. Well, here we go. Warner trying to close out the first. And his pitch to Vallade is popped up down the right field line, giving chase Zach Green in foul ground. Can't reach it. It lands untouched. Simply a strike on the foul ball. 0-1 the count to Ryan Vallade. Hitting 253 with four homers, 698 OPS. Warner checks the runner at second. 0-1 pitch is a curve in there for a strike. 0-2 to Valet. So no balls, two strikes. Warner ready with the 0-2. And it's a fastball, just a hair inside, and that's ball one. 1-2 the count. Tolia at second, Peterson at first, two away in the top of the first. Raniers are warming up a lefty in the bullpen. 1-2 pitch, swing at him, miss, strike three. Down goes Valade, and the inning is over. So Warner wraps up the top of the first, but not before Albuquerque scores two runs on three hits. There were no Tacoma errors and two runners left on base. We go to the bottom of the first. Albuquerque 2, Tacoma coming to the plate.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Rainiers baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our five super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
Well, Albuquerque scored two runs in the top of the first inning, and now the right ears come to the plate in the bottom of the first. Taylor Trammell leading things off today, hitting .310 in 15 games in a Rainiers uniform this year with three homers and a .937 OPS. First pitch from Carl Kaufman, and it is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Rainiers have never faced Carl Kaufman before. He just recently was promoted to AAA by the Colorado Rockies. He throws down, called a strike on the inside edge to Trammell, and the count's even, 1-1. Kaufman was promoted to Albuquerque after the All-Star break. The 1-1 pitch is bounced to the right side. That's fielded by Lopes, and he throws out Trammell at first base. One out in the bottom of the first, and now Eric Mejia will be the batter. With the Rockies Double-A team, Hartford. Kaufman made 15 starts and had five wins and a 4.06 ERA. So he throws a pitch to Mejia that's outside for a ball. Mejia, switch hitter, bats left, and the pitch swung on, grounded to first, fielded by Tolia, and he'll take it to the bag himself for the out, and two men are gone at the bottom of the first inning. Kaufman gets a couple of quick outs on infield grounders. And now Abraham Toro will be the batter. Kaufman drafted high by the Rockies in 2019. He was the 77th pick overall in the draft that year. Now here's his pitch to Toro, and it's over for a strike. Kaufman came out of the University of Michigan, where they had made a College World Series run. He was teammates with Tommy Henry, who we saw with Reno quite a bit this year. They were the pitching duo that led Michigan. As here's one inside now to Toro, 1-1. Henry now in the big leagues with the Diamondbacks. 1-1 pitch down and in. Two balls, one strike to Toro. Toro, big factor for the Red Ears yesterday, had two hits, drove in two runs, including the go-ahead run. 2-1 pitch down low to Toro, ball three. Now the 3-1 pitch is swung on and bounced to the right side. Tolia has it. He underhands to Kaufman, covering first base for the putout, and the inning is over. Three grounders to the right side of the infield off the bats of left-handed hitters. Red Ears go in order at the bottom of the first. We head to the second inning of play. Albuquerque 2, Tacoma nothing.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
We go to the second inning. It's 2-0 Albuquerque on Sean Bouchard's two-run homer in the first. Austin Warner's first pitch to Brett Boswell is a breaking ball that drops in there for a called strike. 0-1 the count. Boswell hitting in the number 8 spot of the order. Warner throws another curve, and it's over for a called strike again. 0-2 the count. Boswell hitting 259 with 11 homers, 809 OPS, and he swings and misses at a slider. There's strike three, and three pitches, and Austin Warner takes care of Brett Boswell, one away in the top of the second inning. Third strikeout for Warner today, and now Taylor Snyder will be the batter. Snyder appearing in his first game of this series. Hitting 198 with three homers. He takes a pitch down and in for a ball, 1-0. Snyder is the son of former Tacoma hitting coach Corey Snyder, who was a longtime major leaguer. Now the 1-0 pitch to Taylor Snyder is in there for a called strike. Taylor Snyder, 27 years old. 1-1 pitch in there for a called strike. Count goes to 1-2. And he's familiar with Cheney Stadium. He and his brother used to hang around here when their dad was the hitting coach for Tacoma. Here's a swing and a pop-up into shallow right. Back goes Toro, and he makes the catch. Snyder is retired. Two outs in the top of the second inning. And now Tim Lopes will be the batter. Lopes doubled and scored in the first. Warner winds, and the pitch is a fastball call to strike. 0-1 the count. Next pitch is swung on and pulled foul down the third baseline. O2 pitch. Hit in the air on the right side. And giving chase is Kelnick right near the foul line. He's there in time and makes the catch. And Lopes is out. And the inning is over. And a quick and easy three up, three down, top of the second inning for Austin Warner. We go to the bottom of the second. It's Albuquerque 2, Tacoma nothing.
They should be 8x7.
When it comes to closets, Janina's home organization business runs tip-top tidy.
Is this schedule right? I'm going to need help.
But she needs to reorganize and find a new assistant.
I know, it's your last week, but can you make sure the handsome pantry's wrapped?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Two to nothing. Albuquerque with the lead over Tacoma. We go to the bottom of the second inning. Jared Kelnick, Kyle Lewis, and Luis Torrens to bat this inning. Carl Kaufman on the mound for the Topes. Rainiers have never seen him before, and he got three straight infield grounders in the first. Here's his pitch to Kelnick, and it is taken for a strike. 0-1 the count. Kelnick hitting .298, 13 homers, .938 OPS. A couple of doubles last night. He hits a hard grounder right to the second baseman, Lopes, who drops to a knee to field it and then throws out Kelnick at first. Two pitches, one out in the bottom of the second inning. Another ground ball pulled on the infield for the Red Ears. Well, now Kyle Lewis will bat for his first time since he last appeared in a Mariners game 2 weeks ago almost. And Lewis looks out towards Kaufman in the pitch. Is a swing and a miss at a fastball. There's strike one. First pitch heater from Kaufman at 93 on the gun. Lewis has played in 16 games for Tacoma this year while on rehab assignments as he takes one down and in for a ball. And hit .265 with five homers and 17 runs batted in the 16 games. 1-1 pitch is stroked up the middle, and there's a base hit into center field. Got a 92-mile-per-hour fastball from Kaufman, and Lewis hit it sharply into center field for a one-out single. So he is on. And now Luis Torrens will be the batter. Torrens reported to the Red Ears 2 days ago after being outrighted to the Red Ears. Was in the lineup for the first time yesterday and promptly hit three doubles and drove in three runs and was a huge factor in a Red Ears victory. And he's back in there today and he swings at the first pitch and pops it up into shallow right center. And the right fielder Snyder is the one there to make the catch. One pitch and Torrens is retired. Two outs in the bottom of the second inning. So now Zach Green will be the hitter. Green hitting 229, 17 homers, 754 OPS. And the pitch to him is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. So 1-0 the count. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. Counts even, 1-1. Now the 1-1 pitch is coming. And it's a swing and a miss. Technically a foul tip into the catcher's mitt. It's a strike either way. One ball, two strikes to Zach Green. Now the pitch is high for a ball. So it's even. Two coming. Swing and a foul. And Green stays alive. Still two balls, two strikes. Now Kaufman with his 2-2, and it's a swing and a tapper foul, and Green hanging in there, staying alive. Lewis at first base with two outs in the bottom of the second inning. Kaufman throwing a lot of strikes here at the start of this game. You look at the stats, and he's walked a ton of hitters. But tonight he's been in control of the strike zone as Green fouls off another pitch. This is going to be the eighth pitch of the at-bat here for Zach Green. Lewis at first with two down. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him with his slider. And there is the first strikeout of the game for Kaufman. And it closes out the bottom of the second inning. No runs on a hit, no errors, and one runner left. We go to the third. It's Albuquerque 2, Tacoma nothing.
Dream big, spend small. Bates Technical College students are building big futures and seeing huge savings. Discover a welcoming college campus that caters to you with flexible career and high school programs, adult basic education courses, and game-changing student support. You're bound for big things, and we're proud to be a part of your success story. Big future, small price tag. Apply at batestech.edu/enroll now to get started today. Ready for an MVP move? Using water wisely can lower your summer water bills and help maintain our water supply. Water early in the day and only give your landscape about 1 inch of water each week. Weather-based irrigation systems can also reduce overwatering and save you time. From the forest to your tap, Tacoma Water takes pride in providing clean, reliable water. Learn more at mytpu.org/watersmart. Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball. Available in your local grocery stores.
We go to the third inning. It is Albuquerque 2, Tacoma nothing. Two-run homer in the first by the Isotopes' number three man in their lineup, Sean Bouchard, who's actually due up second this inning. First up is Alan Trejo, and Warner's pitch is swung on and hit high and deep towards left field, and Trammell is just going to watch this one land on the deck in left field, a solo bomb for Alan Trejo on the first pitch of the third inning. a high fly ball that carried out of here and landed on the deck. His 12th home run of the year, and the Isotopes lead it to 3-0. That's what they do. They lead all of minor league baseball in homers. That's their 183rd of the season. Yesterday, they hit four homers, but they were all solo shots, and the Rainiers won the game 9-5. First pitch to Sean Bouchard, misses for a ball. It's 1-0. Now the pitch is called a strike. One pitch coming from Warner to Bouchard, and this is swung on and fouled away, and the count moves to 1-2. Albuquerque has hit 10 home runs in this series. This is game four, and we're only in the third inning. One-two pitch, breaking ball just outside, and the count's even now, 2-2. Now the 2-2 pitch. Off-speed pitch over for a called strike three, and down goes Bouchard, and Warner has his fourth strikeout of the game. One out in the top of the third inning, and now Carlos Perez will be the batter. Perez was hit by a pitch in the first inning. This is his second plate appearance. The lefty Warner throws, and there's a fastball at the knees for a strike. It's 0-1. Next pitch coming. Breaking ball. Swing and a miss. Strike two. A curve there from Austin Warner. Now the 0-2. Another curve, but it's in the dirt. One ball, two strikes to the veteran Carlos Perez. Warner fires, and this one is outside. Change up. 2-2. Two-two pitch, low ball three. Perez not chasing these pitches that have not been real close to the zone. And the count goes full. Payoff is lined over the leaping Mejia at third and down the line and all the way to the fence. Perez is digging for second. Trammell throws to second, and Perez is in there with a slide. He has his 24th double of the year, and Albuquerque has a man in scoring position with one out. Full count fastball, and Perez just roped it down the third baseline. Mejia at third, extending, reaching to his left, and just couldn't flag it down beyond his reach. So Perez is at second with one out, and now Michael Tolia is the batter. He singled in the first. And Tolia just having a huge series, 8-for-14 with two homers. Warner's pitch is low and away for a ball, 1-0. Now the 1-0. Is hit to the left side, past Mejia, and through into left field on the ground. A base hit. Perez goes to third and stops there. It's a single for Tolia, and runners are at the quarters with one out. Tolia is 2-for-2 today after his 4-for-5 game yesterday. Runners at first and third with one out for DJ Peterson. There have only been two balls hit on the ground against Warner so far, both by Tolia, and they both ended up being singles. Sharp grounders. Pitch to DJ Peterson is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Now the 1-0 is low for a ball, 2-0. And Warner wants to get a different baseball from the plate umpire. Two and oh, the count to Peterson. And the pitch is high, ball three. Pitch swung on and popped up into shallow center. Peterson throws the bat down in disgust. The ball is caught by the center fielder Hill. Too shallow for Carlos Perez to tag. He just holds at third base. So two men are gone. Runners at the quarters for Ryan Valade. Valade struck out swinging earlier. And he's 0 for 1. Warner checks the runner at first. Now his pitch is hit in the air to right field. Drifting back is Kelnick, but he'll have room, and he makes the catch shy of the warning track for the final out in the top of the third inning. Albuquerque settles for the one run on the Trejo homer. There were three hits and two runners left on base. We go to the bottom of the third. It's Albuquerque 3, Tacoma nothing.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
Hey, Tacoma fans. America's pastime is back for 2022. While you're busy packing the seats to see the future of baseball, Amazon is packing your deliveries, and they have jobs near you. With flexible schedules and a convenient location, you'll love working there. You get competitive pay, great benefits, and career advancement opportunities, all while working with other team players. To learn more about the jobs near you, visit amazon.com/home team. Go Rainiers!
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
We go to the bottom of the third inning here at Cheney Stadium. It's Albuquerque 3, Tacoma nothing. Mason McCoy, Derek Hill, and Taylor Trammell to bat this inning. McCoy settles into the batter's box, hitting 235, 14 homers, 735 OPS. He lines the first pitch into left field. A base hit for McCoy. Takes the turn at first and then heads back to the bag as the left fielder Bouchard got it back in quickly. A leadoff single for Mason McCoy. Let's see if that gets something going here for the Red Ears. It's their second hit of the night. Derek Hill now the batter. Now the pitch, Hill thinks about bunting and takes a strike. So 0-1 the count. And the pitch is a swing and a foul at the plate. 0-2 the count to Derek Hill. Kaufman is set. Here comes the 0-2 pitch, and it is a swing and a miss, strike three. And Hill goes down on three pitches. Kaufman got him with his slider there, his second strikeout of the game. So now Trammell will bat, and as we said earlier, this is the first time the Red Ears have ever faced Kaufman before. And it is now the second trip through the lineup. Everyone has seen him once now, so we'll see if that gives the Rainiers some better at-bats against him, as there's a toss to first, and McCoy's back in safely. Trammell grounded out to second base his first time up. Kaufman's pitch is swung on and chopped to the right side and threw into right field between first and second. McCoy's around second. He will go to third. It's a base hit for Taylor Trammell, and the Red Ears have runners at the quarters with one out. Well, Trammell hit more or less the same grounder that he hit his first time up, except this time he managed to find a hole between the first and second baseman. And now they're at the quarters for Mejia. Mejia grounded out earlier. He's 0-for-1. He's batting left-handed against Kaufman, and the pitch is outside for a ball 1-0. Now Kaufman with a 1-0 on its way. And the pitch is taken up high. A check swing by Mejia, and he held up in time. Now the runner goes from first. The pitch is down and in, and no throw from Carlos Perez. Trammell steals second base uncontested. And now the Red Ears have two men in scoring position with one out. And Mejia's way ahead of the count, 3-0. Kaufman is ready. The 3-0 pitch is outside, ball 4. And that loads the bases. Mejia takes his walk. They are loaded up for Toro. Toro, switch hitter, will bat left. And the pitch misses for a ball. Kaufman ready. The 1-0 pitch is swung on and popped up foul, third base side, and out of play. 1-1 the count to Abraham Toro. Now the 1-1 pitch inside for a ball, 2-1. Hitting with the bases loaded here. A reminder of when he was acquired in a trade from the Astros last year. He hit a grand slam off the man he was traded for, Kendall Graveman. Here's a pitch for a strike, 2-2. That was August 31st last year, and it was in a scoreless game in the eighth inning. 2-2 pitch to Toro. Just off the plate outside, ball three. So the count goes full, three balls, two strikes. McCoy at third, Trammell at second, Mejia at first, one out. 3-2 pitch is swung on and tapped slowly to second. It's fielded there by Lopes, and he throws out Toro at first, but the run scores. McCoy touches home. The other guys move up. Trammell takes third. Mejia now at second, and it is Albuquerque 3, Tacoma 1. So Toro hit really a weak grounder, but that's good enough to bring in the run. Rainiers are on the board, and they've got the tying runners in scoring position for Jared Kelnick. Kelnick grounded out his first time up today. He's 0 for 1, and the pitch is in there for a strike. Now the 0-1 coming. And the pitch is outside. Pickoff throw to third, and barely getting his hand back in there safely is Trammell. That was close. Boswell, the third baseman, snuck in behind him. This was a set play. Perez received the pitch and fired down to third base to try to pick off Trammell, and he just barely made it back. One ball, one strike to Kelnick. And the pitch is outside. 2-1 the count. Here's another look at that pickoff on MLB TV. Trammell must have gotten his hand on that bag just barely ahead of the tag. 2-1 pitch. Called a strike, and that evens things up 2-2. Two-two pitch now, swung on, bounced foul. Kelnick stays alive. Slider there from Kaufman that Kelnick got a piece of. Now the 2-2 is swung on and hit high in the air, foul down the right field line, and that's going to land on the grassy berm down the right field line and be a souvenir for a kid. Foul ball territory down there on the berm. Still two balls, two strikes. And the pitch is outside. Kelnick started to go after that pitch and was able to stop himself. It is a full count now. Three balls, two strikes, runners at second and third with two outs. And the pitch is swung on and lined into right field, a base hit. Trammell scores. Right behind him is the tying run. Mejia, he scores. It's a two-run single for Jared Kelnick, and the Rainiers have tied this game up. It is 3-3. Really good at bat there for Jared Kelnick. Working the full count, fouling off a couple pitches during the process, and then getting one he could hit sharply between first and second and into right field. Kelnick now up to 47 runs batted in just 62 games with Tacoma this year. Well, the pitching coach for the Isotopes, Frank Gonzalez, goes out there to talk to Carl Kaufman. And their pitching coach, Frank Gonzalez, he's Marco Gonzalez's father. And Marco is pitching right now 500 miles south down in Oakland, Marco Gonzalez. In fact, Frank can duck back into the clubhouse during this game when the isotopes are hitting and watch his son pitch on the TV in there. Here's Kyle Lewis. And the pitch is in there for a strike, 0-1 the count. Speaking of, the Mariners lead Oakland 3-2 in the top of the sixth inning. Mariners batting now. Eugenio Suarez with a two-run homer. Here's the 0-1 to Lewis, and it is taken outside for a ball. Here comes the 1-1 pitch to Kyle Lewis, and it is taken on the outside edge for a called strike. What a two. Two pitch swing and a miss, strike three. Got him with a breaking ball, and Lewis has struck out, ending the bottom of the third inning. But the Red Deers put three runs on the scoreboard to tie the game. Three runs on three hits. There were no errors, one runner left. We go to the fourth inning. It's Tacoma 3, Albuquerque 3.
It's called the Missouri Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Bridge Children's, we're here for you.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure, cloud-first networking experiences.
We are tied 3-3, Tacoma and Albuquerque, as we go to the fourth inning of play. Brett Boswell will lead things off. He'll be followed by Taylor Snyder and then Tim Lopes. Austin Warner on the mound. Raiders just put three on the board to tie this thing up. See if Warner can get the old shutdown inning here in the fourth. Put a zero up there. Here's his first pitch to Boswell, and it's taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Now the pitch is high for a ball, 2-0. Delivery, fastball called a strike. It's 2-1. Now a swing and a fly ball to left field. Gauging it is Trammell as he drifts back, and he makes the catch for the first out in the top of the fourth inning. So Boswell flies out to left, and now Taylor Snyder will be the batter. Snyder popped up earlier. 0-1, and the pitch is a swing and a miss at a fastball. There's strike one. Oh, one pitch inside for a ball. 1-1 now. Now here's one that is swung on and popped up again. Left side of the infield, McCoy, the shortstop, waiting an eternity, and he eventually makes the catch. That was a high pop fly off the bat of Snyder. Two down in the top of the fourth inning. And now Tim Lopes will be the hitter. Lopes. 1-for-2 with a double and a flyout, and he takes a strike from Warner. Now the 0-1 is outside for a ball. Now a swing and a liner into left field, a base hit for Lopes. So he has his second hit of the game. Sharp single to left field, and now Alan Trejo will bat. He homered last inning for the Isotopes. Now Warner with a pitch that's fouled away. Warner just honing in on the outside corner there with that pitch to Trejo, and he kind of lunged at it and fouled it off. Now the 0-1, up and in for a ball, one ball, one strike. Now the 1-1 coming. And it swung on and hit on one hop to McCoy at short, who has it, and he flips it to the second baseman, Toro, for the force out on Lopes. And that closes out the top of the fourth inning. No runs on a hit and one runner left. And we move to the bottom of the fourth inning. Warner put the zero up there at the top of the fourth after the Red Ears tied it at the bottom of the third. Our score, Tecoma 3, Albuquerque 3.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
I was the man who could never get enough until I discovered the Tecoma Rainiers and Chick-fil-A's Bring the Herd deal. When I heard I could get 4 tickets to a Tecoma Rainiers game, 4 Rainiers hats, 4 ballpark meals, and 4 more meals at Chick-fil-A for just $44, I thought, do I have friends and family I could share this with? You bet, but why not take it all for myself?
The Rainiers Chick-fil-A deal is available on select Saturday night games throughout the season. Tickets are available at TacomaRainiers.com. Rainiers Baseball. When it's this good, it's okay to get a little greedy.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. It's Tecoma 3, Albuquerque 3. Luis Torrens, Zach Green, and Mason McCoy to bat this inning. And the pitch from Carl Kaufman is in there for a strike. 0-1 the count. Rainiers rallied last inning with three singles and a walk. 0-1 pitch. Misses for a ball. Rainiers loaded the bases with one out. A ground out brought in the first run, and then Jared Kelnick hit a two-run single. 1-1 pitch is a check swing, and he held up in time. Two balls, one strike to Torrens. We'll take a look at what happened around the Pacific Coast League in last night's action. Now the pitch is hit foul on the ground, first base side. Salt Lake beat Reno 5-3. Orlando Martinez had two hits and two runs batted in for the Bees, who are the Rainiers' next opponent. The Rainiers go to Salt Lake City on Tuesday. Now swinging a foul tip by Torrance. And Salt Lake now has Mike Ford. Remember him? He began the year with the Rainiers and went to Sacramento and then went, I'm going to have to look this up. He's been with a lot of different teams this year, and now he's with Salt Lake. And yesterday he had two hits and walked and scored a run in their win at Reno. Here's a tapper off the bat of Torrens to Lopes, who fields it and throws out Torrens at first base, and one man is gone in the bottom of the fourth inning. And now Zach Green will be the batter. Yeah, when the Salt Lake series begins, we will be fully caught up on the movements of Mike Ford. But for now, let's just go with he started the season with Tacoma and has been with a lot of teams. Man, he's really moved around this year. Pitch to Zach Green is inside for a ball, 1-0. So he'll be with Salt Lake if he's still on their team on Tuesday. The Rainiers will have to face him. Here's a swing and a fly towards shallow right. Back is Lopes, the second baseman, and he makes the catch, and that is out number two. Green pops up, and now Mason McCoy will be the batter. In the East, first place Oklahoma City got rained out at Sugar Land last night, so they're playing a doubleheader today. I saw that they did get the first game in, too, so that's good. Here's the pitch to McCoy, and it's a swing and a foul. El Paso in second place in the East. They won at Round Rock yesterday, 2-1. Matt Waldron allowed one run in five innings, got the win for El Paso, and their bullpen tossed four scoreless innings of one-hit ball. So here's one low and away to McCoy. One ball, one strike. Taylor Colway had two hits and drove in a run and scored El Paso's other run in the 2-1 win. 1-1 pitch. Called a strike, and the count goes to 1-2. One-two pitch is outside for a ball. Two balls, two strikes. And this pitch is swung on and hit in the air towards right center, and it's going to drop for a base hit in front of Valade. And Mason McCoy is 2-for-2 today. He's 6 for his last 9 with a couple of homers. McCoy with a two-out hit, and now Derek Hill will be the batter. Throw to first base, and McCoy's back in. Now the pitch is a swing and a miss. McCoy moving on the pitch, and he is going to get to second base and stop there. The throw went through into center field. He thought about trying to get up and go to third and kind of fell awkwardly, and McCoy back up on his feet now. He gets credited with a steal of second base. And it's McCoy's 14th stolen base of the season. Oh, and 1, the count to Hill. Go-ahead runner now in scoring position in the bottom of the fourth. And the pitch is taken low and away for a ball. Now time called by Hill. He steps out of the batter's box for a moment. Now this pitch is low for a ball. 2 balls, 1 strike. And the pitch is a swing and a miss, and that evens things up 2-2. Two balls, 2 strikes. Now here's a swing and a miss, strike 3. And Hill has struck out, and that closes out the bottom of the fourth inning. No runs on a hit, and 1 runner left on base. We go to the 5th inning of play here at Cheney Stadium. It's Tacoma 3, Albuquerque 3.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit unifirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
We go to the 5th inning of play. The Tacoma Rainiers tied up with the Albuquerque Isotopes, 3-3. New pitcher for the Rainiers, Matthew Boyd, comes in from the bullpen on in relief of Austin Warner. The rehabbing Mariner Boyd is hopefully, the plan is for him to pitch 2 innings today as he continues to come back from flexor tendon surgery, which he had last September, 11 months ago. He's in relief of Austin Warner, who pitched 4 innings today, allowed 7 hits and 3 runs, a couple of homers He walked one and struck out four. And Warner will get no decision. So Boyd in from the bullpen, starting pitcher in the major leagues, most notably with Detroit, but the Mariners acquired him, hoping he'll be able to help out of the bullpen down this stretch. Here's a fly towards deep center. Back goes Derek Hill at the track, and it is off the fence. Sean Bouchard is around second. He's going to third, and he's going to be in there with a stand-up triple on Boyd's first pitch. So Bouchard triples to deep right center field here at Cheney Stadium. Derek Hill chased it into the alleyway out near the bottom of the scoreboard out there in right center, and Bouchard ends up at third with a triple. That's his sixth triple of the season. So the Isotopes have a runner at third base with nobody out, and in a tie game, the Rainiers are going to bring the infield in the fifth inning with Carlos Perez now at the plate. And Boyd is set, and the lefty's pitch is on its way, and there's a breaking ball called a strike, 0-1 the count. This is Boyd's third rehab appearance for Tacoma. In each of his first two outings, he pitched one scoreless inning. Now Boyd with the 0-1 pitch, and it is outside for a ball. And this is also the first time in his very brief time with the Rainiers that he's pitched with a runner in scoring position. Now the pitch is inside for a ball, 2-1 the count. Two-one pitch down in the dirt for a ball, and holding at third base is Bouchard as the ball did trickle away from Luis Torrens. So three balls, one strike. Boyd ready. Here's his 3-1 pitch to Perez, and it is fouled back, and the count goes full, 3-2. So three balls, two strikes. Boyd could really use a strikeout here with a runner at third and no one out. And his pitch is swung on and hit in the air towards shallow left. Trammell is there. He makes the catch. Bouchard tags and bluffs and holds as Trammell throws it into the catcher Torrens on the fly. So there's the first out of the inning. Perez flies out to shallow left. Trammell makes sure that no one scores on this ball. And now Michael Tolia will be the batter. And he's 2-for-2 in this game. Tolia settles into the batter's box now. Here's the pitch, and it is taken down low for a ball. 1-0 the count. Mariners have upped their lead to 6-2 as Eugenio Suarez has hit his second homer of the game, and the second one was a three-run shot. One 0 pitch now to Tolia, and it's a swing and a miss, and the count's even, 1-1. Boyd pitched a scoreless inning in the first game of the series on Tuesday. He allowed one hit, and that was to Tolia. Boyd's 1-1 pitch swung on and popped up foul, and that's out of play. One ball, two strikes to Tolia. Now the 1-2 is coming. And it is outside for a ball. Two balls, two strikes. Now the 2-2 is bounced foul. Still two balls, two strikes. That one went into the Rainiers dugout. And a little scare over there, but everyone's all right. So two balls, two strikes. Runner at third with one out. And the pitch from Boyd is outside, ball three. Count goes full. And filled in and shifted with three on the left side. The 3-2 pitch to Tolia. Swing and a miss, strike three. Got him with an off-speed pitch. Down he goes. Nice change up there for Matthew Boyd to get the second out of the inning. And now the infielders can back up to normal depth as there are two away in the top of the fifth. And Bouchard, who hit the leadoff triple, is still at third base. DJ Peterson now the batter. Peterson has walked and flied out in this game. And the pitch is hit well towards left. A high fly deep. Trammell back at the track, at the fence, but it is gone. DJ Peterson with a two-run homer to left field. His first home run here at Cheney Stadium since 2017. The former Mariners first-round draft pick has gone deep. It is his 15th homer of the year for the Isotopes, and they regain the lead 5-3. Their third home run of the night. So now Ryan Vallade is the batter, and he takes inside, ball one. Now the 1-0 in there for a strike. Counts even. Now the pitch misses for a ball, 2-1. Now a little chopper back towards Boyd coming in. He picks it, throws to first, in time for the out. And that does it for Albuquerque at the top of the fifth inning. Two-run score, though, as the Topes hit another homer, their third of the game. There were two hits. And no one left on. We are halfway through it. Middle of the fifth, Albuquerque 5, Tacoma 3.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out. Coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
Rainiers baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. It's Albuquerque 5, Tacoma 3. And Taylor Trammell will lead things off against Carl Kaufman. And the pitch is taken up and away. That's ball one. Now here's one outside for a ball. 2-0 the count to Trammell. Singled and scored in the third, one for two. And Coppins 2-0 is in there for a strike. Count moves to 2-1. And this pitch is swung on and grounded sharply down the first baseline, but Toya flags it down and then tosses to the pitcher Kaufman, who just does beat Trammell to the bag for the out. One away in the bottom of the fifth inning. This grounder to the right side was hit hard by Trammell, but Toya somehow speared that ball, and Kaufman didn't have a moment to spare covering first base, but he got there. That'll bring to the plate Eric Mejia, is 0 for 1 with a walk and a run scored. So here's one outside. Now, Mejia's walk in the third extended his streak of games reaching base to 16 in a row. Now the 1-0 is inside ball two. But he also has a hitting streak on the line, as he has hit safely in 10 consecutive games coming into this one. This pitch now in for a strike, 2-1. Pitch. Called a strike. And the count's even, 2-2. And now grounder up the middle and through. No, a diving stop at short by Trejo, but he cannot throw out Mejia, who is aboard with an infield single with one out of the fifth. Impressive effort by the Isotope shortstop, but Mejia able to leg out an infield single. And that extends his hitting streak, 11 straight games now. Sharp grounder through the middle, and Trejo made a diving stop. But Mejia able to beat the throw to first. So here's Toro now. 0 for 2 with an RBI today. Couple of ground outs. And the pitch from Kaufman is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Now toss to first base to... But Mejia's back in. Just trying to keep him close. Misses ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Now the 2-0 is low ball three. So 3-0 the count. Kalnick on deck. Pitch is outside ball four. Toro heads to first. Mejia takes second, and the Red Deers get Kelnick to the plate with the tying runners on base at the bottom of the fifth inning. And the catcher, Carlos Perez, goes to the mound to talk to Kaufman. There is stirring in the Isotopes bullpen down the right field line here at Cheney Stadium. Guys stretching, loosening up, but no one throwing yet. Conference on the mound breaks up. Kelnick hit the two-run single in the third that at the time tied the score 3-3. He's up now with the tying runners on base at first and second. Tacoma trailing 5-3 in the bottom of the fifth with one out. Kaufman ready. Here's his pitch, and it is outside for a ball, 1-0. Pitch coming from Kaufman. And it's a swing and a miss at an off-speed pitch. Counts even 1-1. Kelnick goes for a little walk around the batter's box. And now he resets. 1-1 to count. Runners with their leads. And the pitch is outside for a ball, 2-1. Now the runners go, the pitch is in the dirt, the throw is to second, not in time. Toro steals second as Mejia takes third. On the double steal. Mejia with his 17th steal of the season, and Toro grabs his second bag since joining the Rainiers. And now the tying runners are in scoring position, and Kelnick with a favorable count of 3-1, and well, they just intentionally walked him. The no pitch, intentional ball four. Kelnick heads to first base, and now Kyle Lewis is going to bat with the bases loaded and one out. So, yes, they did just intentionally walk Kelnick to pitch to Lewis with the bases loaded. And now Frank Gonzalez, the pitching coach, goes to the mound, and the whole infield for Albuquerque congregates. They do have a right versus right advantage with Lewis, and also Kelnick's in a groove right now at the plate. With a six-game hitting streak and hitting the ball hard consistently. And Lewis hasn't played in a while prior to today, a couple of weeks. So he could theoretically be rusty. Maybe that's what the Isotopes are thinking. So Lewis is 1-for-2 here with a single and a strikeout. Here's the pitch, and it is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. First pitch slider from Kaufman. Mejia at third, Toro at second, and Kelnick at first. The 0-1 pitch is on its way, and it is a check swing on a pitch low and away, and they say he went, the first base umpire. As Lewis went around, so Kyle's behind at the count 0-2. On deck for the Rainiers is Torrens. Now, here comes the 0-2 pitch from Kaufman. And it is a swing and a miss, strike three. Three pitches, they got him with a slider. And there's the second out of the inning. Fifth strikeout for Kaufman. Isotopes do have a right-hander in the pen. And Luis Torrens, who had three hits yesterday, just 0 for 2 today. Right here is looking for a big two-out hit. And the pitch is a slider for a strike. 0-1 the count. Kaufman really leaning on that slider here in the fifth inning. Now the 0-1. Nope. Kaufman steps off for a moment. Now he's ready to work once again. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss and another slider. 0-2 the count to Torrens. So no balls, two strikes, two outs, bases loaded. Kaufman's going to probably throw a slider outside here. And the pitch is actually inside. Another slider. One ball, two strikes. Oh, the catcher Perez set up outside. Ball backed up and ran in on Torrens. One ball, two strikes. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. Strike three on a slider. And down goes Torrens. Right here's leave him loaded in the fifth. No runs on a hit and three left. We go to the sixth inning. It is Albuquerque 5, Tacoma 3.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball, available in your local grocery stores.
With our newest unlimited plan, everyone's welcome. Introducing Welcome Unlimited from Verizon for just $30 a line per month for four lines with autopay plus taxes and fees. Our best priced unlimited plan ever.
Did he say $30?
Yep, $30 a line for the whole family. The network you want, the price you love. Switch to Verizon today. Paper-free billing required. Unlimited 5G nationwide 4G LTE. In times of congestion, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. All smartphone lines on the account must be on Welcome Unlimited and are eligible only for select promotions. Includes domestic talk, text, and data usage only. Data roaming at 2G speeds.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to pacificoffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation, problem solved.
Well, it's 5-3. Albuquerque with the lead over the Red Ears. We head to the sixth inning of play. Brett Boswell, Taylor Snyder, and Tim Lope scheduled to bat against Matthew Boyd here in the sixth. They're trying to get Boyd through two innings today as he continues his rehab assignment. Boswell 0 for 2 today with a strikeout and a flyout so far. Now the pitch is a breaking ball in there for a called strike. It's 0-1. Now the 0-1 swung on, fouled away. Count goes to 0-2. So Boyd out ahead of the count. Last inning when he entered the game, the very first pitch he threw was hit for a triple, which meant that he had to try to work out of a tough situation. And for a moment, it looked like he was going to get out of it. The 0-2 to Boswell is in the dirt. He got Perez on a shallow fly out and then struck out Tolia for the second out. He had a chance to strand that runner at third, but DJ Peterson blasted a two-run homer to left. Boyd now with the 1-2 pitch coming to Boswell. He's into his motion, and the pitch is inside, and it hit him on the arm. And Boswell is going to go to first base. So Brett Boswell hit by the pitch. As this got him right on the right elbow where he wears a protective cover. And Boswell heads down to first base. Now here's the pitch to Taylor Snyder. No, toss to first base instead, and Boswell's back in. Now a throw to first, they got him. Nope, a balk has been called. A balk called on Boyd, and being awarded second base is Boswell. And Boyd talking about it with the first base umpire, Anthony Perez, who made the call. And Boyd, they are saying, made a move towards home plate. So the balk puts the runner at second. Now Boyd with the pitch. And Snyder takes down low for a ball. Now this one is in there for a strike. Now here comes the 1-1 from Boyd. And it's a swing and a miss, strike two. He's out in front of Snyder, a ball and two strikes. Rainiers have started warming up. Their next pitcher at the bullpen, a left-hander, is throwing. One ball, two strikes to Snyder. We'll see if Boyd can put him away. Here's the 1-2 coming. And the pitch, swing and a miss, strike three, and down goes Snyder, and there's the first out of the inning. Boyd with his second strikeout today. And now Tim Lopes will be the batter. Lopes 2-for-3 with a single, a double, and a flyout. Boyd's pitch is taken outside for a ball. Here's one low and away. Two balls, no strikes. So 2-0 to Lopes. Boyd to the plate, and this is a swing and a miss. And the count goes to 2-1. Boyd's reached 30 pitches tonight. 2-1 pitch coming. Swing and a miss. There's strike two. So two balls, two strikes. Here comes the next pitch from Boyd. And it is swung on and popped up foul and out of play. So still 2-2. And the 2-2 pitch is a breaking ball called strike three on the outside corner. Perfectly placed by Matthew Boyd for strike three on Tim Lopes, and that's the second out here in the top of the sixth inning. Alan Trejo will now be the batter, and looks like Boyd's going to get another hitter. Trejo's 1-for-3 with a homer today. Albuquerque has scored all of its runs on homers. They've hit three of them, two runs and a solo. There's a swing and a miss and a change up there, strike one. Boyd has a good change. Now the 0-1 is on its way. And it's a swing and a foul back, strike two. In the bottom of this inning, the Rainiers have Green, McCoy, and Hill coming up. Boswell leads from second. Boyd with the 0-2 pitch on its way. And it is swung on and popped up foul on the first base side. And Green over for a look, but it lands out of reach, out of play. On the other side of the groundskeeper's gate down the first baseline here at Cheney. Still 0-2. Time called by the batter. O-2 pitch is outside for a ball. 1-2. There's some crazy things happening in the Pacific Coast League right now. My goodness. Well, I don't know what's happening in Sugar Land. Now a swing and a bouncer foul. Third base side, still 1-2. No details in yet. I just have this simple fact. In the second game of a doubleheader, Sugar Land and Oklahoma City were tied 4-4 going to the bottom of the sixth inning of a seven-inning game. And Sugar Land scored 17 runs. The game was tied 4-4. They scored 17. They lead 21-4 going to the last inning. A 17-run inning. 17 in one inning. I wonder how we'll get details later, but now the 1-2 is fouled back again. I mean, I wonder how many scored against position players in the second game of a doubleheader once they got to, you know, six or seven runs. It's pretty much over. Bring in a position player, maybe. One-two pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Down goes Trejo, and that is the fourth strikeout for Boyd, and it closes out a scoreless sixth inning. No runs, hits, or errors. One runner left on base. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. It's Albuquerque 5, Tacoma 3.
When you think of your ideal college experience, chances are you think big. Big moments making big memories, big connections, and even bigger friendships. College is a big decision, and at Bates Technical College, you'll be bound for big things in college and career. Start building your big future today at Bates Technical College. Apply today at batestech.edu/enroll now. Tacoma Public Utilities is celebrating TPU Night at the Rainiers this month in honor of over 400 employees who have reached significant milestones from 10 years to 45 years of service in their career at the utility. TPU Night at the Rainiers supports the TPU Senior Assistance Fund, which provides one-time grants to qualifying seniors in our community who experience unexpected hardship causing challenges in making their utility payment. The Tacoma Rainiers joins TPU in celebrating their employees. Congratulations, TPU honorees.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. It's Albuquerque 5, Tacoma 3. New pitcher in for the Albuquerque Isotopes. It's right-hander Matt Dennis. So he's on in relief of Carl Kaufman, who was impressive getting out of a bases-loaded jam to close out the fifth inning and finish his outing. Dennis' first pitch is to Zach Green, and it's taken inside for a ball, 1-0. Kaufman went five innings, allowed six hits and three runs all earned. He walked two, struck out six. Actually walked three, but one was intentional. So here's a pitch in there for a called strike to Green. Matt Dennis is appearing in his 23rd game for Albuquerque. He's 4-3 with a 7.62 ERA. Now this pitch misses for a ball, 2-1. Dennis now with a 2-1 pitch, and it is up high for a ball. 3-1 the count. Dennis, drafted by the Rockies in 2016. His pitch is swung on, hit high in the air towards right center. Belade and Snyder in the area, and Snyder, the right fielder, makes the catch. One out at the bottom of the sixth inning. Green flies out to right. Mason McCoy will now bat. He's 2-for-2 today. More, a little more on the 17-run inning for Sugarland tonight in the bottom of the sixth inning of game two of their doubleheader against first place Oklahoma City. Sears went up high for a ball, 1-0. The 17-run inning was put together entirely against real pitchers. No position players pitched. Here's one outside to McCoy, 2-0. The longtime major leaguer Pedro Baez began the inning on the mound. They scored 5 runs against him. He did not record an out. 2-0 pitch in for a strike. Then the former Rainier from just last year, Daniel Zamora, entered the game. He actually got 2 outs, but ended up throwing 32 pitches and coming out with a bunch of guys on base who all would score, because the third out was very, very difficult to get. As here's one up to McCoy, 3-1. If I'm figuring this out correctly, looking at the box score, after Zamora left the game with 2 outs, this here's a fastball, low ball 4, McCoy's on. The next 2 pitchers for Oklahoma City allowed 11 batters to reach base before they were able to get the third out of the inning. Yadier Alvarez really had the roughest outing. 0 innings pitched, 8 runs allowed, all earned. There was only one homer in the inning. Here's a bunt, first base side. Off the mound to pick it up is Dennis, and he throws out Hill at first base. It'll go in the books as a sacrifice, but Dennis was probably, Hill, pardon me, was probably trying to beat that out for a hit when he thought about bunting. So 2 down, runner at second for Taylor Trammell. This is mind-blowing. The 17-run inning included 9 walks. They walked 9 batters in the inning. 4 real pitchers did, as here's one up and away to Trammell. And the 4 pitchers who pitched the 6th inning for Oklahoma City combined to throw 108 pitches in 1 inning, 1 half inning. So here's one inside to Taylor Trammell, 2-0. The 108 pitch inning. Oh, that's one of those things where it'd be fun to see, but I don't want to broadcast that. I'll watch it in the stands, maybe with a beverage. I don't want to have to talk about that as it plays out. I wonder how long it took. So here's one that misses to Trammell. 108 pitches, 4 pitchers, so 3 pitching changes. That could have taken an hour. 3-0 pitch. In for a strike, 3-1. It could have taken more than an hour. Three-one pitch to Trammell's low ball 4. And that's the second walk drawn by the Red Ears this inning. 2 on, 2 out, and now Eric Mejia will be the batter. I'm sure during tomorrow's broadcast, we'll do the recap of what happened in the PCL, and I'll have more info on that inning, hopefully including the time elapsed during the 108-pitch 17-run inning. Well, we've got a pitching change here in the bottom of the 6th. Matt Dennis is done, and they're bringing in a lefty to face Mejia. We'll take a break for this pitching change. 2 on, 2 out. It's Albuquerque 5, Tacoma 3.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union, invested in we, insured by NCUA.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out.
At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
We go to the bottom of the sixth inning here at Cheney Stadium. Albuquerque 5, Tecoma 3. Two on, two out. Eric Mejia at the plate. And the new pitcher is left-hander Reagan Todd. The runners go. The pitch is a strike. The throw goes to second on the trailing runner. It's too late. Everyone is safe. McCoy steals third. And Trammell swipes second. The Red Ears pull off their second double steal of this game. The lead runner, McCoy, getting a huge jump. And the trailing runner, Trammell, beating the throw. McCoy with his second steal of the game and 15th of the year. And Trammell with his sixth as a Rainier, as he has two steals today. Now a swing and a high fly to shallow right off the bat of Mejia. Lopes and Snyder are there. And Snyder, the right fielder, takes over and makes the catch. And the inning is over. The Red Ears do not score in the bottom of the sixth inning. No runs, hits, or errors. Two men left. We go to the seventh. It is Albuquerque 5, Tecoma 3.
Rainiers baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tecoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
Five-3 is our score. The Isotopes lead the Red Ears. And we head to the seventh inning. Red Ears bring in a new pitcher, Nick Margavichus, from the bullpen. So he's throwing his warm-ups now. He'll face Sean Bouchard, Carlos Perez, and Michael Tolia. So Matthew Boyd went two innings, his longest outing in almost a year, and allowed two hits and two runs, both earned, no walks, four strikeouts. Good rehab outing for him just in terms of being able to throw multiple innings. And here's Margavichus with his pitch to Bouchard, and it's taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Margavichus is in his 27th appearance for the Red Ears, 0-4 with a 7.84 ERA. Bouchard has tripled and homered tonight and scored two runs, and he takes down low for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Now the 2-0 is low and away, ball three.
Thank you.
3-0 the count. And the pitch is a fastball called a strike. It's 3-1. Now the 3-1. Pumped in there for a strike, and the count goes full, 3-2. Yeah, the 3-2 to Bouchard is low and away, ball four. It's a leadoff walk. He's going to head down to first base. Second walk issued by Tacoma pitchers today, and now Carlos Perez is the batter. Perez is 1-for-2 with a double, a fly out, and has been hit by a pitch. All right, Alex Friedman, the Oklahoma City broadcaster who had to call the bad side of the 17-run inning that Sugarland had today. Sears went outside to Perez. He's tweeted some numbers. 108 pitches. We got that. 23 batters to the plate. The 1-0 is hit of the air towards center. That is caught by Hill. And there's the first out in the top of the seventh inning. And now Michael Tolia will be the batter. 23 batters, which means that five batters for Sugarland had three plate appearances in the inning. Five guys hit three times. There were 10 hits and 9 walks. So that's 19 right there. Someone else must have reached some other way. Now here's probably a hit batter. So here's a strike to Tolia. Of the 10 hits, there were 6 singles, 3 doubles, and 1 homer. There were 4 different pitchers, none of which were position players. So the 0-1 is popped up foul down the right field line. That'll get out of play. 0-2 the count to Tolia. 12 of the 17 runs scored with 2 outs, with 12 consecutive batters reaching base with 2 outs. That's unbelievable. And he got the time. It did not reach an hour. It took 58 minutes. 0-2 pitch is hit in the air towards center. Hill under it, and he makes the catch, and there's out number 2. Tolia flies out to center. 2 down in the top of the seventh inning, and now DJ Peterson will be the batter. He hit the go-ahead 2-run homer in the fifth. That currently is the difference in this game, with the Isotopes leading 5-3. Peterson's 1-for-2 in this game, has also drawn a walk. Margavich is with the pitch, and it's fastball low and away, ball one. So yeah, the answer to the question of how long does it take to score 17 runs in one inning, it's 58 minutes. 1-0 pitch is lined over the reaching Mejia and into left. That's a base hit, and on it quickly is Trammell, and Bouchard will hold at second. DJ Peterson singles to left, and there are 2 on with 2 out, and Ryan Vallade will be the next batter. Vallade's 0-for-3 with a strikeout, a fly out, and a ground out. To visit Margavichus for a moment is Luis Torrens. And Vallade gets ready to hit here. That was a very quick mound visit.
Yeah.
Markavich is now with his pitch to Valade, and it is in there for a called strike, 0-1. Now the 0-1 bounced to over the mound, charged and fielded by McCoy, sling it to first, in time for the out, and that wraps up the top of the seventh inning. No runs on a hit. There were no errors and two runners left on base. We go to the seventh inning stretch here at Cheney Stadium. It's Albuquerque 5, Tacoma 3.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
At Canon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Canon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at canonelectric.com for more information.
Just at the seventh inning stretch here at Cheney Stadium, the Raiders trailing Albuquerque 5-3. Abraham Toro, Jared Kelnick, and Kyle Lewis to bat this inning against the left-hander Reagan Todd, who got the final out in the sixth. So Todd against Toro to start things off in the seventh. They have the pitch to Toro, is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Todd pitched in each of the first two games of this series, one scoreless inning in each one. His pitch here is on the outside edge for a strike to Toro. Counts even, 1-1. Next pitch from the lefty is up and away for a ball. Two balls, one strike. And this is swung on in line down the left field line. That's a fair ball headed towards the corner. Long run for Bouchard to track it down. Toro is at second and will stop there with a leadoff double in the bottom of the seventh inning. Abraham Toro doubles down the third base line. His first double is a right air. That gets the inning started, immediately brings the tying run to the plate in the form of Jared Kelnick. Kelnick's 1-for-2 with a 2-run single, intentionally walked his last time up. And the pitch from Todd is swung on and fouled into the seats on the third base side. Souvenir right there. 0-1 the count to Kelnick. Pitch is swung on and hit in the air towards center, but plenty of room out there, and Valade gloves this one, tagging it second and advancing to third is Toro on a long fly out to center off the bat of Kelnick, but just the wrong spot at the ballpark. If he had pulled the ball hitting it that far, it would have got out of here. But straight away center field, not going to work. Not at Cheney Stadium. One out, runner at third for Kyle Lewis. See if he can at least bring in the run here. And the pitch is taken. Ball one outside. Now the 1-0. Outside for a ball, 2-0. So Lewis out ahead of the count. Todd's 2-0 pitch is a swing and a miss, 2-1. Kind of a half swing there by Kyle as he didn't really let it fly. Two-one pitch is fouled out of play on the first base side. That one's headed towards the parking lot. So 2-2 the count to Lewis with Toro at third and one out at the bottom of the seventh inning. On deck is Luis Torrens. 2-2 pitch to Lewis is outside, ball three. Full count, 3-2. Payoff pitch coming, in the dirt, ball four. So Lewis will head down to first base, having drawn a walk, and the Red Ears now have the tying runners on base with one out at the bottom of the seventh inning. We're going to get a pinch runner at first base as it looks like Forrest Wall is going to run for Lewis. And meanwhile, a trip to the mound by the Isotopes manager, Warren Schaefer. He's going to bring in a right-handed pitcher from the bullpen. So we've got changes here in the seventh, including a pitching change. Red Ears have two on with one out. Our score is Albuquerque 5, Tacoma 3.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
We're in the bottom of the seventh inning. Albuquerque 5, Tacoma 3. Right here, Zav runners at the corners, one out. Luis Torrens at the plate. The runner, Wall, takes off from first. The pitch is high, and Forrest Wall steals second base. The new pitcher, Julian Fernandez, first pitch fastball was up, and Wall was going first move. He has his 34th steal of the year. Red Ears have a season-high 7 stolen bases in tonight's game. So second and third, one out to Torrens. The 1-0 pitch from Fernandez is a heater inside for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. And the pitch is swung on and fouled out of play. Count goes to 2-1. Now this pitch is in there for a strike. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Fernandez is set, and the pitch is swung on, grounded towards short. This will get a run in, and then Trejo with a little double clutch, but he still is able to throw out Torrens at first. Toro scores to make it 5-4, and Wall advanced to third on the play, but there are now two outs. Luis Torrens with the RBI single. And now Zach Green will be the batter. And the pitch is down low for a ball. Now the 1-0. Inside, and it hit him? Yes, it did. It hit Green on the hand, and he will be awarded first base, and I'm sure that stung. Pitch up and in towards the hands of Green, and that grazed his left forearm down near the wrist. So he jogs down to first base now. Runners at the corners with two outs, and Mason McCoy will be the batter. McCoy's 2-for-2, two singles and a walk. See if he can get another hit. And the pitch is outside for a ball. This one is low for a ball, 2-2. Mariners game's gone final. They win 10-2 in Oakland. And they're 12 games over 500 for the first time this season. Now the 2-0 pitch is high, ball three. So 3-0 to McCoy. And the pitch is inside, ball four. A four-pitch walk. And they're loaded up now for Derek Hill. The Red Ears have scored one run this inning. And they have the bases juiced with two outs for Derek Hill. And now another mound visit. This time the pitching coach, Frank Gonzalez, is out. His son Marco earning the win for the Mariners today. Well, Hill has been quiet tonight, 0-for-2 with a sacrifice bunt. Right-hand batter Fernandez has a big-time fastball, upper 90s, and his pitch is a swing and a miss at a 98-mile-per-hour heater. There's strike one. Tying and go-ahead runners in scoring position. The 0-1 pitch is bounced towards third, foul to the left of the bag. That is strike two. So 0-2 the count. And the pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three. And Hill goes down on three pitches. They threw a 99-mile-per-hour fastball past him for the final out here in the seventh. Raiders get one run on one hit. There were no errors and three runners left on base. And we go to the eighth inning. It's Albuquerque 5, Tacoma 4.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System. And MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure, cloud-first networking experiences.
Well, we go to the eighth inning of play here at Cheney Stadium. It's Albuquerque 5, Tacoma 4. Right here's go to the bullpen, bringing a new pitcher, Phillips Valdez, in from the pen. And he'll face Brett Boswell, Taylor Snyder, and Tim Lopes. Valdez in relief of Nick Margavichus, who worked a scoreless seventh, allowing a hit and a walk. Valdez with his first pitch to Boswell, and it's taken outside for a ball, 1-0. For Phillips Valdez, this is his eighth appearance since joining the Raiders. 0-1 with a 4.26 ERA in 6 1/3 innings. Throws a fastball, gets a swing and a miss from Boswell, and the count's even, 1-1. Now Valdez with the 1-1 pitch, and it's a swing and a miss and a change. There's strike two. We're in the eighth now in a one-run game. 5 runs, 10 hits, no errors for Albuquerque. 4 runs, 7 hits, no errors for Tacoma. 1-2 pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three. Down goes Boswell. Tried to stop himself from swinging at a change in the dirt, but he could not. And that is the first out in the top of the eighth inning. Taylor Snyder will now bat. He's 0-for-3, 2 pop-ups and a strikeout. Valdez recently claimed off waivers from the Boston Red Sox. He's been in the big leagues for a chunk of this season with the Red Sox. His pitch is blooped behind the second baseman, Toro, who backpedals onto the outfield grass and makes the catch. Snyder's retired on one pitch, and 2 men are out in the top of the eighth inning. And now Tim Lopes will be the hitter. Lopes is 2-for-3 with a single, a double, and a run scored. Valdez ready. Here's his pitch. And it's swung on and lined towards center, but Derek Hill's there, and he hauls it in for the out. And Phillips Valdez just had a seven-pitch inning, I believe it was, retiring the side in order in the top of the eighth. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. It's Albuquerque 5, Tacoma 4.
Do you know what's great about being a Fred Meyer Boost member? Well, for starters, free delivery on orders of $35 or more. Yep, you'll get free delivery on all the Fred Meyer products you love. And as a Boost member, you'll get more rewards, too, like double fuel points on everything you buy. Experience a new level of membership starting as low as $59 a year with Boost by My Freddy's Rewards. Sign up today at fredmeyer.com. Restrictions may apply. Fred Meyer, celebrating 100 years.
Hey, Rainiers fans, what are you drinking? Chances are your beverage container is recyclable. Rhubarb recycles, and you should too. Hit a home run for the Rainiers and always recycle your plastic bottles and aluminum cans. Find all that's recyclable in Tacoma at TacomaRecycles.org. That's TacomaRecycles.org.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. The Rainiers trail Albuquerque 5-4. Julian Fernandez got the final two outs in the seventh, and he stays in the game for the eighth. Faced four batters last inning. He'll face Taylor Trammell leading things off in the bottom of the eighth. And the first pitch is grounded to the right side, and fielding it on the outfield grass is Lopes, and his throw to first is in time for the out. Tolia had to kind of sprawl towards the ground to reel it in, but he did. One pitch, one out at the bottom of the eighth inning. Trammell bounces out. And now Eric Mejia will be the batter. Mejia has reached base twice today with a single and a walk. He's 1-for-3 with a run scored. Here's a swing and a pop-up right behind second base. Trejo, the shortstop, makes the catch two steps onto the outfield grass, and Fernandez has thrown two pitches and recorded two outs in the bottom of the eighth inning. And now Abraham Toro will be the batter. Toro's 1-for-3 with a double and a walk, and he takes ball one. More 98 mile per hour heat from Fernandez. Next pitch called a strike. 1-1. Now fastball is outside for a ball. Two balls, one strike. One pitch grounded sharply to first, fielded by Tolia. He'll just take it himself to the bag for the out, and the inning is over. Rainiers go very quickly and quietly in the bottom of the eighth inning. Three up, three down. We head to the ninth. Our score is Albuquerque 5, Tacoma 4.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest. the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball. Available in your local grocery stores.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
I was the man who could never get enough until I discovered the Tacoma Rainiers and Chick-fil-A's Bring the Herd deal. When I heard I could get four tickets to a Tacoma Rainiers game, four Rainiers hats, four ballpark meals, and four more meals at Chick-fil-A for just $44, I thought, do I have friends and family I could share this with? You bet, but why not take it all for myself?
The Rainiers Chick-fil-A deal is available on select Saturday night games throughout the season. Tickets are available at TacomaRainiers.com. Rainiers baseball. When it's this good, it's okay to get a little greedy.
We go to the ninth inning. It's Albuquerque 5, Tacoma 4. New pitcher for the Red Ears, Anthony Bonda, is in. He replaces Phillips Valdez, who worked a three up, three down eighth inning, striking out one. Bonda ready. Here's his first pitch to Trejo, and it is a fastball outside. This is Bonda's fourth appearance since joining the Red Ears. Signed by the Mariners as a free agent. And he's worked three scoreless innings so far. This 1-0 pitch is bounced foul on the third base side, and the count's even 1-1. So one ball, one strike to Trejo. Who hit a solo homer in the third. The Isotopes have used the homer to bring in all five of their runs. They've hit three homers. 1-1 pitch is hit well towards left center field. This might be another one. It is back and it is gone. A solo shot for Alan Trejo, his second home run of the game. And the Isotopes get an insurance run at the top of the ninth inning. Trejo with his 13th home run of the year. And they have now hit 11 home runs in this series. Actually, that's 12 homers in this series. So now Sean Bouchard is the batter. He's tripled and homered in this game. His home run came in the first, a two-run shot, and he takes down low for a ball, 1-0. Now the pitch is in there for a called strike, 1-1. Now a swing and a little bouncer foul, third base side, 1-2. Bonda with the leg kick of the pitch, and it's up and away. 2-2 the count. In the bottom of the inning, the Red Ears are going to need to rally, and their scheduled hitters are Jared Kalnick, Forrest Wall, and Luis Torrens. 2-2 pitch is popped up on the right side, and Green in foul ground will have room, and he makes the catch. One out at the top of the ninth inning. Bouchard fouls out to Zach Green, and now Carlos Perez will be the batter. Perez is 1-for-3 with a double, and he's been hit by a pitch. And And the pitch is hit in the air towards right. Kelnick lining this one up, and he squeezes it for the out, and Perez is retired on one pitch. So two men are gone in the ninth. And now Michael Toya will be the batter. Toya's 2-for-4 with two singles in this game. Feels like the Rainiers have held him in check for the first time in the series. Switch hitter, he'll bat right-handed against Bonda, and Bonda's pitch is a fastball in for a strike. 94 on the gun. Now here comes the 0-1 pitch on its way, and it is outside for a ball, 1-1. One pitch, outside for a ball, two balls, one strike. DJ Peterson's on deck. 2-1 pitch from Bonda. Swung on, grounded to short. McCoy fields this one and throws to first for the out. In time to get Tolia and wrap up the top of the ninth inning. But Albuquerque gets an insurance run on the homer by Trejo. One run on one hit, no one left on. We go to the bottom of the ninth. It's Albuquerque 6, Tacoma 4.
Baseball's future is here on MILB TV. Minor League Baseball's rising stars hit the field with major fire, major intensity, and major league ambition. More than 100 teams and more than 6,500 games featuring MLB's top prospects and up-and-coming stars. Watch tomorrow's big leaguers give it all they've got, live or on demand, on MILB TV. Baseball's future is here.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to pacificoffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
Dream big, spend small. Bates Technical College students are building big futures and seeing huge savings. Discover a welcoming college campus that caters to you with flexible career and high school programs, adult basic education courses, and game-changing student support. You're bound for big things, and we're proud to be a part of your success story. Big future, small price tag. Apply at batestech.edu/enroll now to get started today.
We go to the bottom of the ninth inning. It's Albuquerque 6, Tacoma 4. And the Isotopes bring in former Rainier Zach Lee to try to close it out. Lee's been a AAA starter for years, but this year he's made a very successful conversion to a bullpen role. And he is the most frequently used relief pitcher in the league. This is his 51st appearance from the Topes bullpen. He's 3-1 with 8 saves and has a 3.70 ERA. Jared Kelnick is the batter, and Lee is set. Here's his pitch, and it is taken up high for a ball, 1-0 the count. Kelnick just trying to get on base, get something started here for the Red Ears, who trail by 2. Lee with the pitch that swung on and popped up, foul. And on the third base side, the catcher has a play, and Perez makes it. Catches it right in front of the right ears dugout on the third base side, and that's the first out in the bottom of the ninth inning. Kelnick is retired, and now Forrest Wall will be the batter. Wall taking his first plate appearance of the game. He entered as a pinch runner for Kyle Lewis in the seventh. Stole a base, but ended up getting left on. Here's the pitch, and it is up high and away, ball one. Ball's hitting 254 with a 331 on base percentage this season. Now the pitch is down low for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. So 2-0 the count. And now Wall swings and fouls one back. Now the 2-1 pitch. Up and in. 3-1 the count to Wall. Torrens is on deck. After him would be Zach Green. 3-1 pitch coming, and it is swung on and grounded foul, first base side. And the count goes full, 3-2. Zach Lee, Texas native, drafted in 2010. 3-2 pitch, swung on and lined towards left center. Belade reaches out and makes the catch. He was on the move, moving towards the left center alley and kind of angling in on the ball, and he caught that liner for the second out. And the Red Deers are down to their final out. Luis Torrens, 0 for 4 with an RBI tonight. He settles into the batter's box. Here's the pitch from Lee, and it is taken low and away for a ball, 1-0. Now the 1-0 pitch. In there for a strike, and the count goes to 1-1. Now the next pitch is outside for a ball. 2-1. Two-one delivery with two outs in the ninth. Fouled at the plate by Torrens. Two balls, two strikes, two outs at the bottom of the ninth inning. Rainiers looking for a last gasp rally, trailing 6-4. Here's the 2-2, and it is a swing and a miss, strike three. Torrens goes after a breaking ball, and that's the ball game. Isotopes win it, 6-4 the final, and they even up this series at two games apiece with game five of the six-game series coming up tomorrow night at 7:05 p.m. We invite you to stay tuned. We'll have a recap of the scoring in today's game and a look at the Major League Baseball and Pacific Coast League scoreboards in the Tacoma Rainiers post-game show coming up next.
Sports are easy to disagree on. Let's see what happens when sports talk hosts talk about something they agree on.
Hold on. I'm saying drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds.
Well, I disagree. I think drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds.
Come on, man. Wait, I think we're saying the same thing.
Oh, so what do we do now?
Everyone agrees that drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings by new customer surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2020 and May 2021. Potential savings will vary.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit unifirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Well, Albuquerque takes this one 6-4 here at Cheney Stadium in front of over 6,000 fans on a Friday night with a post-game fireworks show that's going to begin here shortly. Albuquerque scoring all of its runs on homers. They lead minor league baseball in home run hitting, and they hit four today. And that is how they scored all their runs. They got a two-run shot from Sean Bouchard in the first inning against the Red Ears starter Austin Warner, and then a solo shot in the third from Alan Trejo to make it 3-0. The Red Ears tied it up with three runs in the bottom of the third inning, rallying against the Isotope starter Carl Kaufman. Mason McCoy hit a leadoff single, then with one out, Taylor Trammell singled to right, and Eric Mejia walked to load the bases. Abraham Toro grounded out, but it brought in a run and made it 3-1. And runners were at second and third with two outs, and the Red Ears got a clutch two-out hit. Jared Kelnick singled through the right side. It brought in a pair of runs and tied up this game 3-3. But at the top of the fifth inning, with rehabbing Matthew Boyd on the hill, Sean Bouchard hit a leadoff triple. The very first pitch Boyd threw, he hit for a triple. Boyd, major leaguer for the last 6 years or so, tried to wiggle out of it, and he got a shallow fly out for out number one, and then he struck out Tolia for the second out. But DJ Peterson, the Mariners' first-round draft pick in 2013, now with Albuquerque, hit a two-run homer off Boyd to snap the 3-3 tie and put Albuquerque ahead 5-3. That proved to be the game-winning hit. It was Peterson's first home run in this ballpark since he was a member of the Red Ears in 2017. The two-run shot was his 15th of the year for Albuquerque, and they had the lead 5-3. Red Ears got one back in the seventh inning when Toro hit a leadoff double and scored on a ground out off the bat of Luis Torrens to make it 5-4. The Red Ears would proceed to load the bases with two outs, but couldn't get the clutch hit they needed to tie or take the lead. And then the Red Ears didn't get another base runner the rest of the way, going down in order of the eighth and the ninth against Julian Fernandez and Zach Lee. Albuquerque tacked on one more run in the ninth when Alan Trejo hit his second home run of the game, and the Isotopes end up winning it. 6-4 is the final score. Here are the final totals in today's game for Albuquerque. 6 runs on 11 hits, no errors. They left 9 on base. Tacoma, 4 runs, 7 hits, no errors. Left 11 on base. Winning pitcher is Kaufman. 3-1 on the year for Albuquerque. And the loss goes to Matthew Boyd. He's 0-1. There was a save. Zach Lee got his ninth save for the Topes. Time of the ball game: 2 hours, 45 minutes. They attended 6,318. With the win, Albuquerque is now 51-62 on the year. The Red Ears, they're 52-62 on the year, and the Red Ears fall to 52-63 on the year. So the series is tied, 2 games apiece. Game 5 is tomorrow. The Red Ears we'll have Connor Wade on the hill against Riley Smith tomorrow evening at 7:05 p.m. Pre-game show will start at 6:55. Albuquerque wins at 6-4. We'll be back with more on the Red Ears post-game show right after this.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Albuquerque beats Tacoma 6-4, the final score. Let's check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard. Much better news for the Mariners. They hammered Oakland today 10-2 in the opening game of a three-game series at Oakland. The Mariners now 5-2 so far on their nine-game road trip. Today, Marco Gonzalez pitched into the sixth inning and allowed just one earned run to pick up his eighth win of the year. And the Mariners had 11 different players in the lineup get at least one hit. Yeah, even some subs got in there and got hits. They finished with 13 hits total, and two of them were homers by Eugenio Suarez. He went deep twice and drove in five runs. He's up to 22 homers on the season. Mariners 10, A's 2. That's a final from Oakland. Elsewhere, on a busy day in the big leagues, in the American League, wow, Baltimore 15, Red Sox 10. That game was at Camden as the two teams combined for 37 hits. The Red Sox lost, but they actually had 19 hits to the Orioles' 18. The thing is, Baltimore hit five home runs in the game. Anthony Santander leading the way with three hits, a homer, and four runs batted in. Adley Rutschman had three hits with a homer, scored three times, drove in two. Mateo Urias and Mountcastle all going deep as well for Baltimore. Toronto shut out the Yankees 4-0. Kevin Gausman with seven shutout innings, and the bullpen finishing it off. The Yankees have been shut out three times in their last six games. Their offense just went kaput. Cleveland defeats the White Sox 5-2. Tristan McKenzie struck out a career-high 14 batters over seven innings, allowed just two runs, picked up his ninth win of the year. Jose Ramirez, homer number 23 on the year for the Guardians, who are now nine games over 500. Kansas City takes out the Rays 3-2 in Tampa. That was a 10-inning game. Rookie Michael Massey with a sac fly in the top of the 10th to snap the 2-2 tie, and the Royals get the win. How about Angels 1, Detroit nothing in Detroit? Patrick Sandoval for the Angels tossed his first career shutout, a complete game four-hitter. He didn't walk anybody, struck out nine, and the only run of the game scored on a homer by Jared Walsh of the Angels, his 15th of the year. Twins beat the Rangers 2-1 in Minneapolis. Luis Arraez and Jose Miranda hit back-to-back solo homers in the very first inning for the Twins. They didn't score again the rest of the night. It held up. They won 2-1 behind the pitching of Dylan Bundy and the bullpen. One interleague game today. The Braves beat the Astros 6-2 as Kyle Wright picked up his 15th win. He is tied for the National League lead. Austin Riley belted a three-run homer, his 31st of the season. Atlanta has won 10 of their last 11 games. In the National League, the Milwaukee Brewers lost the day game at Wrigley against the Cubs 8-7. Patrick Wisdom and Christopher Morel hit two-run homers for the Cubbies, picking up the win at home. It was Pittsburgh scoring twice in the bottom of the ninth inning to upend the Cincinnati Reds 5-4. Michael Chavis with a game-winning RBI single. Mets beat the Phillies 7-2 at Philadelphia. Pete Alonso belted his 30th homer of the year and drove in three runs. He's into triple digits in runs batted in this year. He's up to 102. The Colorado Rockies had two home runs hit by Elias Montero, the rookie's second and third big league homers. He drove in five as the Rockies beat San Francisco 7-4. Cardinals 5, Diamondbacks 1 is a final from Arizona. Paul Goldschmidt was 3-for-4, including his 30th home run of the year. And then the Dodgers have held on and beaten the Marlins 2-1, the final score at Dodger Stadium. That game just went final. And the Nationals and Padres are tied 3-3 in the ninth inning in San Diego. That's your Major League Baseball scoreboard for today. Here in Tacoma, Albuquerque beats the Red Ears 6-4. We'll be back with more after this.
The City of Tacoma reminds you that what goes down storm drains flows directly into our local lakes, streams, and Puget Sound. To make Puget Sound healthy and safe for your family and pets, wash cars on the lawn or at a commercial car wash. Pick up after your dog, bag it, and place it in the trash. Use compost or Tagro instead of fertilizer on your lawn. And fix your car's oil leaks right away. Join the team and do your part to protect Puget Sound. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
Well, Albuquerque takes down Tacoma 6-4. They did it with the dingers today. They hit 4 homers, 2 of them with a man on, and that accounted for all 6 of their runs today. And the Rainiers had a game where they scored 4 runs on 7 hits. They also drew 7 walks. They had 14 base runners, but they ended up, they had 15 because the guy got hit by a pitch. So they had 15 base runners, and they ended up leaving 11 of them stranded today, as there were numerous opportunities for the Red Ears to get the clutch 2-out hit. And they did once in the third inning when Kelnick tied the game with the 2-run single. But other opportunities later in the game did not work out, and Albuquerque ends up taking it 6-4, the final score. Let's check out our PCL scoreboard. Oklahoma City and Sugarland played a doubleheader in Sugarland, Texas, and seemed normal enough when Oklahoma City won the first game 4-1. In the second game, Oklahoma and Sugarland were tied 4-4 going to the bottom of the sixth inning, and Sugarland set all kinds of records and scored 17 runs in the bottom of the sixth inning, sending 23 batters to the plate, including 12 straight batters who reached after there were 2 outs. And Sugarland, a 17-run inning in the sixth inning of the second game of a doubleheader, and the score was tied going into that inning. There were no position players on the mound. Crazy. Sugarland wins it 21-4, the final. Round Rock shut out El Paso, boring, 4-0 after the other one there. And Reno beat Salt Lake today 7-3. Oh, and Sacramento. Sacramento took out Vegas 5-4 as David Villar hit 2 home runs at Las Vegas Ballpark. All right, that's your PCL scoreboard. Red Ears have been kind of going back and forth with Albuquerque in this series. They won the opener on Tuesday, lost on Wednesday, won yesterday, Thursday, lost today, Friday. So we'll see what Saturday has in store for us. The pattern says the Red Ears are going to win. Tomorrow night's game is at 7:05 p.m., Connor Wade against Riley Smith, and we'll be on the air with the pregame show at 6:55. That's going to do it for today's broadcast. Thanks a lot for tuning in. This is Mike Curto saying so long from Cheney Stadium. Once again, our final score today, Albuquerque 6-4. Have a